For the 28th consecutive weekend, anti-government yellow vests marched nationwide. Some protesters debuted a new tactic. They did not request demonstration permits. Yellow vests reasoned that scrupulously following the rules has never protected them from appalling government violence, so why should they keep giving police advance notice about where they will try to march? The choice to make so-called wildcat protests resulted in hundreds of immediate arrests nationwide. It's the latest example of the extreme repression ordered by President Emmanuel Macron. Such repression is why protests have gone from an average of 250,000 people to an estimated 55,000 people on Act 28. Many French people are too intimidated to express themselves politically in public anymore. Macron remains tremendously unpopular, and it appears that his violent methods will now hurt him at the ballot box.
The elections for European Parliament will be held tomorrow, May 26th. Many yellow vests say that if Macron's party takes first place, they will stop protesting. The final polls have the far right leading by 2 points.
We will continue to protest no matter what the results of the votes are. There are too many people who have been hurt, blinded, and killed. And we must think of them.
Yellow vests are split between rejecting mainstream politics altogether and three different lists which claim to represent the yellow vests.
I can't tell people who to vote for, but I certainly advise them not to vote for Macron. He hasn't done anything for the French people, but instead has worked for the rich bankers, corporations, and Brussels.
No French politician supports the pan-European project as unreservedly as Macron, so a failure to win first place would be a major embarrassment. A second place finish would also impede his promises to remedy the major democratic deficit the European Union is routinely accused of having, especially by the yellow vests. Rami Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.